resting quietly in your practice. Somewhere towards the end of it, I'll offer a bit of a reflection, often with a poem or some kind of quote. And then at the very end, we'll close the day with the offering of merit. So for now, let's just sit attending to the sitting, breathing body, and gently and kindly bringing yourself back every time that you wander off. So for tonight, the poem I bring you is likely very well known to you, and I invite you to hear it with new ears, to hear it with perhaps a bit of curiosity about what is it you need to hear this time. So it's that wonderful poem from Rumi called The Guest House. And he says this, "This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Each has been sent as a guide from beyond." It is so hard sometimes that this seemingly innocent, simple, lovely practice of mindfulness is also a purification practice. Jack Kornfield used to love to tell us that we thought we had come to a retreat, but we had really come to the garbage dump. And the notion that Rumi gives us of welcoming, of meeting with joy and laughter, these very things that are so hard, can be a little jarring. And to even begin to suspect that they might be guides, that in having them arrive, perhaps we will see something or learn something. That notion isn't always so easy to take in. Maybe it's enough, much of the time, simply to have that place of curiosity. If you can't muster joy, and that seems like it might be quite possible, then perhaps what you can do is be a little bit interested, a little bit curious. What is this thing that has come? What is its potential for being a guide? Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So as we come to the end of our day of practice, we can in our minds and hearts gather together all of the goodness of this day, all of its benefit, all of its merit. And you might take a moment to take in that goodness and that merit for yourself. But then in that wonderful Buddhist tradition, we then turn and we offer all of this goodness and all of this merit to all beings. We offer it that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be peaceful, and that all beings everywhere may come to a complete and utter end of suffering. So may you have a peaceful night. Feel free, of course, to practice on into the night for those of you who are moved to do that. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:45. So thank you, thank you.